You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is from Alana. When I wrote back to Alana, I said, do you want me to change your name with this? She's like, no, I don't care. No, use my name.
Fine, let's do it.
So I respect that. That's really cool.
Big old long note that came in.
It is a long note. She goes, I listen every morning to y'all. I like a good y'all thrown in. I listen every morning to y'all. I trust your opinion on this dilemma. My 10-year anniversary recently passed. And so I'm immediately, when I'm reading this, Jeremy, I'm thinking, oh, she's been married 10 years.
How lovely. How romantic.
That's not what she means.
What?
My 10-year anniversary recently passed, and I wholeheartedly believe this would finally be the year I would be engaged.
Ruh-roh.
My honey and I are high school sweethearts and have a beautiful daughter together. I, unfortunately, did not get engaged. Did the usual celebration agenda, dinner and flowers. She writes, though I appreciate it every year, was really hoping to get a ring and to celebrate with my entire family. Instead, my family, especially my mom, expressed to me their disappointment. It obviously makes me feel worse, but I try to remind them the love I have for my partner is eternal and I'm happy to grow with him as the years pass. And then she concludes by saying, however, am I selfish to want this for our relationship? Am I wrong to think the more time passes, the less excited I'll be when he finally does ask me? We are 27 years old. Am I rushing a proposal? Are we too young? Also, who else has waited this long or longer?
Yeah.
Were they still excited when the day finally came, or did it never happen and you decided to leave the relationship? That is from Alana.
Ooh, man, a lot to unpack here, isn't there?
Yeah. So what do you want to start with?
10 years together. They've been together since 17. So they're 27. Daughter. I feel like she's not going to be excited when it finally does happen anyway, right? She's just going to be like, finally, at this point.
Well, she's excited finally. Now. What if he waited until just some random, you know, Thursday in February or something, so that she's not even expecting it?
There is that. I mean, it could still be coming this year. It could be a Christmas thing, right?
Could be.
He hands her the big box, and there's another box in it, and another box in that, and another box in that.
The nested gift, as they call it.
The very bottom, nothing again. Just another empty box.
You know, it's gift wrap disappointment is what it is. It's disappointment with a bow on it.
I love that her mom's all upset, too. I feel like 10 years in with a daughter, I feel like mom would be in his kitchen a little bit versus just complaining to her.
Maybe she is.
But mom should be speaking up to him at this point.
Man, oh man.
I don't know, but maybe this guy just doesn't want to be married. Stop with the common law stuff. Stop it. We're not getting into common law. Stop it now.
We know the law, but that's not what this is about.
She doesn't want to be common law.
I mean, there's law, and then there's, you know, a ring and walking down the aisle, and that's what she's talking about.
She wants to sign the certificate.
So,
come on now.
Yeah, we got like 20 common law text messages. It's like, okay.
Right. No more.
We know how that works. Here's Tara, who's patiently holding. Tara, what would you say to Alana?
Hi. I don't think it's selfish at all, especially if you have a kid. Like, one of you is sacrificing your career to do more of the child rearing, and marriage offers some financial protection. But my biggest question is, like, is he part of this conversation? Does he know how much marriage is on your mind right now?
You know, the funny thing is, we've got a couple of text messages asking that, too. Like, Trish, who said, does he even know that she wants to be engaged? And I got to tell you, Tara, I don't know how he could live with her for 10 years, raise a child, and have no idea that she wants to get married. I mean, it's not possible.
It could be totally possible.
Though. How?
People have horrible communication skills.
Well,
sometimes
not that horrible. 10 years?
Maybe she has been dropping hints, but she hasn't had a full-fledged conversation about it. Mm-hmm. I could see it happening.
I don't believe that. That's far-fetched, if you ask me.
And I think it sounds like she wants this to be romantic and surprising, so she doesn't want to have the conversation with it. She just wants it to happen naturally, I guess, so she's surprised. Right, Tara?
If anything, I think if you haven't had a sit-down conversation and you're just expecting a surprise, that might be a little selfish. Because he hasn't proposed after 10 years. hey, he might be a bit more cute.
I think he's got
you
a girlfriend.
Your man.
He's got other
you know
girlfriends. He's got girlfriends.
Tara, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. You know, it's the whole, you know, cow and milk analogy. And
yeah.
What is it, you know, what is motivating this guy to make things any different? I mean, Alana's got to think about that, too, I think. Here's Danielle. Danielle, what would you say to Alana?
Well, I've actually recently went through that with my best friend. She got engaged after 10 years, but it wasn't in the way that she wanted to. It was more she told him it's either going to happen or we have to be done, and went and picked out her own ring, and it wasn't romantic. And to be truthfully honest, behind her back, he's told my husband that he didn't really ever want to marry her. So it was more he's afraid and it's comfortable for him.
I'm afraid. He's afraid of her.
I don't think that maybe he just doesn't want to be with her and he's afraid that's comfortable. They have a kid together. Like, you know, and
so
yes,
I was thinking all this, Danielle, but I didn't want to say it. But since you brought it up, maybe he just does not want to be with her in that way. And he's looking for a way out.
And the crazy thing about it is you've been with the person for 10 years. Why don't you want to marry them? You obviously want to be with them because you're still with them. I've been married to my husband for 8 years. We've been together for 12. And I will tell you, it didn't really change our relationship to be married. If anything, we kind of regret getting married because we're like, spend $20,000 on a wedding that we could have spent on putting down on our first home that we bought.
Well, you
together,
still could have done that. You didn't have to have the wedding.
Hashtag truth. Danielle, I'm so glad you called. Thanks for being on the show. Okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, she's bringing up a good point, you know, like how it's done, too. I've told you about that friend of mine who she dated this guy for probably close to 10 years, and he would not propose. And so she went and bought a ring. She booked a place for a wedding, and she booked a place for a reception. And she told him, I've booked all of this, so you better get off your butt.
Yeah, I hate this.
He did. And yeah, I mean, I would never say anything to her because she's a friend. But in my mind, I'm like, well, it's not
that.
Did
they ever get married?
Yeah, they did.
Are they still married?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a long time. She moved out of state. But I just, if you've got to go to that
There's
extreme.
No romance in that. There's no love in that. There's no partnership in that. Like, it's the biggest day of your... This is the Super Bowl for your relationship, and you're divided on it? Ugh.
Well, this will be an unpopular thing for me to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. That friend of mine is like many people who... And I am not... disclaimer, I am not saying this about Alana. I think she loves her... Wait for whatever we be, her...
Either common law marriage, Dom.
She probably loves her person. But there are plenty of people who just want to get married, and who they marry is not that important. It's kind of important, but it's not as important as just the act of being married. I'm not saying that's a lot of people, but it's a significant percentage, because I know a couple who have even said, I don't even really care. I just want to be married.
I don't feel like that's the case in this situation.
I don't either.
At all.
I don't think
so. They've
been
together since 17. They have a kid. She's probably in love.
But it happens.
Sure does.
Here's Steven. Steven, what's a guy's perspective on this? What would you tell Alana?
I would say, I mean, I don't think she's being selfish. It's been 10 years. She sounds fairly traditional. I do think the communication doesn't seem like it's been made, but I also wonder, Alana, why don't you propose?
Yeah, you could at this point. You definitely could.
I mean, that's my take on it, is because if they've not communicated, it doesn't sound like marriage is on his mind, but at the same time, I would say that bringing a child into the world is the biggest commitment. So he kind of sounds all in anyway. And so if she just wants the ring and the wedding.
Don't know if he's around, if he's an absent father either.
Not going to make the leap. Thank you very much,
That's
Steven.
That's a good idea, though. Good idea.
I'm not going to make the leap that says just because, you know, he provided the juice doesn't mean that he's all in as
Gross.
A father.
Gross.
I mean, really?
Gross.
I mean, women out there, a show of hands, guys who have fathered a child but weren't a father.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at all those hands.
Look
There's
at
a bunch
them
of them.
Yeah, because guys are jacked.
So you can't make
sometimes.
That leap, I don't think. No, you know, the only thing, before we go to Beth's call, the only thing about Alana doing it, there's a pro and a con. The con, I guess, is that it's not being done, like the one caller said, the way she wants it to be done. It's not the romantic way that she has in her mind. That's the con. The pro is that at least she'd get an answer to whether he wants to be married or not.
Yes.
At least she finds out.
And I'm telling you, I still think you got to throw the romance out the window here. When you have an irritated mom, a kid, you've been together for 10 years, it's not going to be that romantic when it happens. It's really not going to be.
Well, how do
it's
you know?
Not. You just, I just know.
Well,
it's
he could still make it romantic.
Yeah, it's not going to be romantic.
You're saying that after you have a child, you can't be
and
romantic?
She's irritated.
Are you telling Nicole that now that you've got children, you can't be romantic anymore?
No, there's just something about the situation that it's been put off for so, so long. It's just not going to be romantic.
It might be anticlimactic.
She's just going to be like, freaking finally.
Yeah. Here's Beth, who gets the last word on this. Beth, what are you going to say to Alana?
I don't think she's being selfish. I waited 9.5 years for my ring, and I was still so excited, and I don't think it ruined the experience at all.
How did you make it finally happen?
Well, I asked every day and sent him pictures of rings I wanted to his email.
So you wore him down like the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my God.
You wore him down.
My God.
You still married? Everything good?
I am. Yep. We have 2 kids together, and we've been married 5 years.
Okay. Best decision of his life.
Couple of questions for you. First of all, did the kids come after you got married, or were they before he proposed?
After.
Okay. And then the second question is, you said, you know, you started pestering him every day. At what point in the 9.5 years did the pestering commence?
Sorry, you broke up a little bit. At what point in what?
At what point in the 9.5 years did you start pestering him every day? Was it after 2 years, 9 years? What was it?
Oh, probably 8.
Okay.
Oh, 8 years.
So
in,
he
like,
held out for another year and a half with daily text messages and photos.
Yeah, and it was in a joking way, but also he knew I wanted to get married.
Okay, and you made it happen. That's good.
Yep.
All right. Let me ask you before you go. Why do you think he waited almost a decade? Did he tell you why he waited?
Oh, I think we both knew. I mean, I was in graduate school. He was figuring out his career, so it really
had
wasn't
other
the
business.
Right time in our lives.
You had stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right.
How old were you when you got married?
When I got married, I was 28.
Oh, okay. So you started when you were still teenagers.
Yeah, we were high school sweethearts.
Oh, okay. Well, then I totally understand waiting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, I'm glad you guys waited. So,
yeah.
Might be
like
what
I said. It was the right time in our lives when it finally happened.
It might That's be good. The reason you're still together all these years later is because you waited till you were slightly more mature.
So romantic.
Mm. She didn't know how to handle that. Beth, thank you for being on the show. You have a great day, okay?
Bye, Beth.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's not a slam. I mean, I'm sorry. You're more mature at 28 than you are at 18. That's just the way it is.
That's just life.
So bottom line from these people, 100% of people said she is not being selfish.
All right.
And where do we stand with it? What are we telling her?
I am going to be the mean one and say I hope he does not propose because we don't know what it's like being with her. I don't know if this guy needs out or wants out or he's looking for other options to, you know, help take care of his daughter or something like that. I don't know.
Well, that's fair. You know,
I don't think he wants to marry her.
I think the answer is the cliched answer, Alana, and I know you're listening right now. The cliched answer is now is the time. Get a sitter for your child so that just the two of you without a child running around the house can sit down face to face, take his hands in yours, look him in the eye and say, I need to know right now, are we going to get married or am I just a placeholder?
What does our future look like?
Find out.
Are we going to move on or?
Yeah.
Do this.
Just do that. I know that's cliched, but that is the only thing that's going to solve this, is sitting down without a distraction of a child or the TV on
or your mom.
Or your dang mom. And just say, I need to know. Tell me now.
You've been together with this guy for a decade. You should be able to have a heart-to-heart with him, have a conversation, but
We have got to have a follow-up from you, too, Alana. We demand a follow-up.